Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of seizing your opportunities from God. In Colossians 4, verse 5, we find this scripture. Be wise in your behavior towards non-Christians and make the best possible use of your time. Or the King James Version says, redeeming the time. The Weymouth Translation, which is also known as the New Testament in modern speech, says it this way: behave wisely in relation to the outside world, seizing your opportunities. That word that was translated seizing your opportunities or redeeming the time comes from a Greek word that means to buy up, to ransom, to rescue from loss, or to redeem. God wants you to rescue from loss opportunities that come your way every moment of your day, to do something for the Lord, to serve Him right where you live. Jesus met unbelievers right where they lived. According to one count, the Gospels record 132 contacts that Jesus had with people. 6 were in the temple, 4 in the synagogues, and 122 were out with the people in the mainstream of life. This is exactly what the Lord calls each believer to do. To be in contact with people in the mainstream of life, God will bring you opportunities wherever your circumstances find you, whether it's in your workplace, in a shopping mall, in your school environment, whatever it is that you have put your hand to do, we are to do it heartily as unto the Lord. And the Lord wants us to make the best possible use of our time, or redeem the time. Or, as I like the translation, to seize your opportunities. A high schooler who managed to seize her opportunity was a junior varsity cheerleader at a particular high school. She had made a dedication to the Lord, pledging to begin witnessing aggressively, even though she was a very soft-spoken individual. She decided to approach a very foul-mouthed coach that happened to work at her school. And at the end of the final football game of a very losing season, this little cheerleader approached the coach. And she said to him, "Coach, when you say the Lord's name, it hurts me because I'm a Christian." His response was to yell at the girl, and she went away crying. Though it didn't look like that had much impact, the words of that young girl worked on that coach's heart. The entire school year, he carefully observed that young girl in his history class. And at the end of the year, after the final exams were over, the coach asked her to remain after class. He sat down next to her and asked, "Do you remember when you spoke to me about my swearing?" "Yes, sir," she replied. "You said you're a Christian. Isn't everyone in America a Christian?" "No, sir," the young girl said. And as the two talked, the coach noticed his voice getting softer and this young woman becoming more and more bold. Finally, the coach asked her, "What do I have to do to become a Christian?" The girl turned to face him, put her finger in his face, and said, "Coach, you need to get down on your knees right now, confess your sins, and ask the Lord to forgive you." The coach did just that. Eventually, this coach went into the ministry and served the Lord for at least 20 years with a ministry called Young Life. That young lady seized an opportunity. And when she was bold and spoke those few words to that coach, it probably appeared to her as if it made little impact. And it wasn't until many months later when the impact of her boldness and her decision to seize that opportunity bore fruit. And that coach ended up not only giving his own life to the Lord, serving him in the ministry, but leading many other teenagers to the Lord over his 20-year service in the ministry of Young Life. God wants you to seize the God-given opportunities that he presents to you on a daily basis, but you must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit so that you can walk in wisdom towards those that are on the outside or outside of Christ and redeem the time. And this is the key to being successful in this, is walking in the wisdom of the Lord. We don't want to attack people, so to speak, with a condescending attitude of you better get saved or you're going to burn in hell, but instead with an attitude of concern for their soul, of love, and of how Jesus would speak to them in their particular situation. The story is told of the barber who was very zealous for Christ, wanted to lead others to the Lord, and was determined that everyone who sat in his barber chair would hear about God. And so one day he was lathering up a client for a shave. The man had shaving cream all over his face and he had the cape around his shoulders. And the barber pulled out the razor, holding it to his neck, about ready to begin the shave, and said to him, "Are you ready to meet your God?" The response to that unwise way of dealing with the unbeliever was that his client jumped out of the barber chair, ran off down the street, never to be seen again. We don't want to approach people without the wisdom of God. That's why Paul the Apostle wrote, "Be wise in your behavior towards non-Christians and make the best possible use of your time." Yes, the Lord wants us to witness for him, but he wants us to do it in wisdom so it'll have an impact that will have eternal results for the kingdom of God and for the soul of every person we come in contact with. Many years ago in St. Louis, a lawyer visited a Christian man to transact some business. Before the two parted, his client said to him, "I've often wanted to ask you a question, but I've been afraid to do so." "What do you want to know?" asked the lawyer. The man replied, "Well, I've wondered why you are not a Christian." The man hung his head. "I know enough about the Bible to realize it says no drunkard can enter the kingdom of God, and you know my weakness." "You're avoiding my question," continued the believer. "Well," the lawyer replied, "truthfully, I can't recall anyone having ever explained how a person becomes a Christian." Picking up a Bible, the client read a few passages of Scripture showing that all are under condemnation and that Christ came to save the lost by dying on the cross for their sins. "By receiving him as your substitute and your redeemer," he said, "you can be forgiven. If you are willing to receive Jesus right now, let's pray together." The lawyer agreed. And when it was his turn to pray, the lawyer said, "Oh, Jesus, I am a slave to drink. One of your servants has shown me how to be saved. Oh, God, forgive my sins and help me overcome the power of this terrible habit in my life." Right there, that lawyer was converted. That man was C.I. Schofield, who later edited the reference Bible that bears his name. How many believers today are reading a Schofield reference Bible? That one man who seized the opportunity to witness to this lawyer has had an impact that has gone around the world. Seizing your opportunities that God presents to you to share about the Lord with someone who doesn't know him will have more impact than you can imagine. It goes beyond that single life, and it's so vital because you never know the impact that person can have on the world for Christ. How about that Sunday school teacher who led Billy Graham to the Lord? She had no idea what an impact that one salvation would eventually have in the earth. God wants to use you that way for world-changing purposes, But these things that come our way are often very small. Perhaps they don't look like much of an opportunity. Perhaps it's somebody sitting next to you on an airplane or on the bus. Perhaps it's someone in your class or just someone that you encounter weekly when you go into a particular store. God wants you to be sensitive to His God-given opportunities to serve Him right where you live. You don't have to go to a foreign land. There are unbelievers all around you right now. Will you pray and ask the Lord to give you a heart to pray for people, to speak to people about their relationship with God? Will you ask the Lord to give you that heart and then pray to give you wisdom so that you'll speak with wisdom to that unbeliever? God wants to use you and your life right where you are. God wants to use you. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.